I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. After the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan, a caravan of over 100 Afghan Christians left their homes to move to Pakistan. Bruce Allen of FMI says they've reached their destination safely. FMI has six partners helping them resettle. Please pray these Christians will be able to get jobs and that their kids, both boys and girls, would have education opportunities. Meanwhile, Allen says another convoy of Afghan Christians will be moving to Pakistan soon.
One of our partners who has been going back and forth into Afghanistan over the years and making disciples there, he's helping another set of about 100 Christians evacuate. This one is 16 families. So the work is not finished yet.
Give directly to the second convoy at missionnews.org and ask God to give wisdom to the leaders of this convoy. Of all the majority Arab countries in the Middle East, Egypt has the largest Christian population. There are many well-established churches and parachurch ministries in Egypt, but seminaries are more difficult to find. The Program for Theological Education by Extension, or PTEE, offers accredited theological courses for gospel workers in the Arab world. A believer Will Call Abraham says by studying online, believers can avoid persecution. Plus, the training can be multiplied. Learn more at missionnews.org.
Pray for these leaders who suffer from some difficulties, and also for the families which have no chance to go to the school. And we have a lot of people who does not know how to read and to write. And we try to reach this by discipleship groups.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.